My name is Dr. Shmuel Mandelman. I'm an educational developmental psychologist as well as a clinical neuropsychologist. I was asked to share a message regarding the current situation and its impact on our students. This message is for many of the stakeholders in the educational process: schools, principals, rebbeim, morus, teachers, and parents. I have the privilege of working with these stakeholders day in and day out to try to improve the educational and psychological experience of our precious children. Before we get into details, it is critical that we understand the context of the situation in order to appreciate the experience that the children are having. The students' academic year was progressing as usual. They had a largely normal Purim, and then all of a sudden, they were plucked from their regular schedules and routines and thrown into a chaotic situation with large amounts of unknown, stress, danger, trauma, and death in the world around them. Parents found themselves dealing with the realities of quarantine, health concerns, loved ones or neighbors being sick, hospitalized, or Rachmana Litzlan Nifter, parnasa difficulties, having all the children home all day without any breaks, many of them trying to work from home if they were still had a job, making yontif many for the first time without being able to go to the grocery store, managing day-to-day household responsibilities and becoming the headmaster of their own home schools and being responsible for their children's educational experience. Schools, rebbeim, morus, and teachers found themselves similarly in an impossible situation, having to provide education remotely without having time to prepare or adjust. The rebbeim, morus, and teachers went above and beyond in every way possible to do what they could while still having their own familial responsibilities. They were faced with endless logistical challenges, from conference lines being overwhelmed and not working, to families not having enough phones to connect to these unreliable conference calls, to producing massive amounts of materials for students to use at home, while still wanting the students to have yontif projects and materials. Scheduling and scheduling changes were a nightmare for everyone. The amount, means, and clarity of communication between the school, teachers, and parents also invited much discussion, and for good reason. Parents complained about the amount of instructional time being too much or too little. They commented about every other aspect of how the school was handling the situation. Then a great ideological debate ensued regarding the use of technology, with endless back and forth, with valid points being raised on both sides. Then the next issue came up. What about the kids that weren't calling in or weren't logging in? Schools started talking about the need for accountability and how failure to call in or log in would affect student grades. Schools celebrated when they moved to phone systems and Zoom that allowed them to monitor exactly which students were on, or even see what they were doing or even wearing, so they again could enforce student compliance. An elephant in the room all the while was the school's fear that parents would refuse to pay tuition if they were not providing equivalent instruction that they offer in school. The schools responded by bombarding the students with additional work and conference calls to ensure they could demonstrate that they were in fact providing a service that was worthy of still being able to collect tuition for. While there are many stakeholders in the educational process and their roles, responsibilities, and pressures have shifted and changed, the focal point of the educational process cannot. The focal point must remain the student. We have the innocent student stuck in the middle of all of this. They cannot get lost. What are their needs? Where does all of this leave them? What is their experience? How are they feeling about everything? With the reality of all of this being extended at least for the rest of the year, And even with many of the logistical and technical challenges being under better control, we must take a step back and take stock. Think about it for a minute. They've all been left without their learning environments, learning communities, learning supports, structure, social connection to their friends, recreational outlets, connections to the Rebbeim and Morris, and instead they have been left with a largely disconnected, unnatural learning experience, trying to keep up with the disjointed class schedule, with instruction being delivered in a foreign and frankly grossly inappropriate way, in a home environment which is oftentimes not conducive to learning, with parents who have been thrust into a role they are not accustomed to and who've become responsible for their children's learning and schedule, besides the rest of their responsibilities, with the world still being in chaos. We have taken frontal classroom instruction, which has its limitations to begin with, and have simply transferred that over to a phone line or Zoom. We have taken lessons that have been designed to be used in one environment and started to use them in another environment. We have taken material that are supposed to be used with this teacher present to facilitate them and instead made photocopies and sent them out to be completed by students at home, over the phone, or while using Zoom. We have ignored every instructional design principle, and yet we expect our students to learn, and not only that, we are busy talking about accountability, tests, and grades. Have we given thought to how we can best use the time we have with our students on the phone system or Zoom? Have we designed activities that make sense for modality? Is introducing Ksiva for the first time over the telephone something that makes sense to anyone? Have we leveraged what a platform like Zoom can do besides a teacher giving the regular math lesson using it? I'm aware that no one had the time to plan and transition to this new modality of learning, nor are most educators experts in distance learning or instructional design. Yet, we place these demands on our students because we have not taken the time to reconsider our approach. All of this is true for students who generally do not have any difficulty in school. What about the more than 20% of students who struggle significantly in school under the best of circumstances? These are the children I get to see in my office every day. What are they to do? For them, this has made learning nearly impossible. Let me be abundantly clear. This is not an indictment on the Rebbeim, Morus, and teachers. They are simply following a mandate. They are working harder than ever before, preparing lessons, materials, recordings, and delivering them. They often cannot work from home, as they need a quiet place with sufficient technology to be able to deliver them, and at home they have their own children in the same predicament as everyone else's. The timestamps on the emails going out should cause everyone to think about what they're having to do. The amount of energy it takes to deliver a lesson and try to keep students engaged using the inappropriate instructional design that we are is very difficult for parents to comprehend. And just to compound this all, many, if not most of these Rebbeim are forced to work multiple jobs simply to put food on the table. We must all stop, take a step back, and make an honest assessment of the situation. Where are the students, their needs, and best interest in this equation? What message are we sending to them? Are the expectations of the parents fair? Can we justify what we are putting the Rebbeim, Morus, and teachers through? Whose agenda is driving this all? How much thought has actually gone into this? Has anyone considered the implications of all of this in a meaningful way? Collectively, we must refocus on the children, their needs, and their experiences, and everything else is secondary. Yes, everything else, even the phone or Zoom session and that worksheet. Our children are not going to remember the specific Chumash or math lesson that they learned or didn't learn during this time. Rather, they will remember what our attitude, what our approach, and what our messaging was to them. How much unnecessary or unrealistic stress and pressure did we impose on them because we needed to do exactly what the school set forth without us considering their need in all of this? We must manage our expectation of our children and students and their academic output under these conditions. That is not to say, chas v'shalom, that limudat Torah is not of the utmost importance always. It is how we approach it. Chinuch extends beyond the text that is being taught. Chinuch is about the whole child and building that child. Schools must reconsider the design, content, materials of each lesson. The appropriateness of each activity needs to be assessed. The schedule, number, and length of the calls or Zoom sessions require thoughtfulness. Schools must move beyond talking about student accountability, grades, and tests, and start talking about student engagement and experience. How are we maintaining the connection between the Rebbeim, Moris, and Talmidim? What group activities have been developed to keep class cohesion with the students not being in physical proximity of each other? What has been done to lessen the burden on the Rebbeim and teachers? What kind of appreciation has been shown? What has been done to help strengthen the strained partnership between the school and parents? What is the attitude and message the schools have sent the students? Some schools, Moris, teachers have done a wonderful job of this, but unfortunately, many, many have not. None of this was done out of malicious intent. This was done because they were reactive to a situation that no one could have foreseen. And that was an answer at the beginning of all of this. But now that this has gone on for a protracted amount of time, and we know that it is here to stay for some time, we must do better. We must reconsider what we are doing and how we are doing it. Some have argued that without maintaining this level of work, the children will be so far behind next year that they will never catch up. The reality is that when school does a Mezusham restart, there's going to have to be a significant reintegration period. We are sorely mistaken if we believe that children are going to be able to go back to school the first day that they are allowed to and pick up where they left off right after Purim. Children's psychological needs are going to need to be seriously addressed. They had an entirely disrupted year with chaos and no closure. Their social connections are going to need to be reestablished. Their behaviors are likely going to be far more difficult to manage. They're going to need to be able to readjust to being a student. And lastly, yes, lastly, their academic levels are going to need to be assessed, and the instruction at the beginning of next year is going to need to be adjusted accordingly. As schools, we have to think about our messaging to the children, parents, and staff. Have we focused enough on using this opportunity when our traditional classroom curriculum and instruction is inappropriate to focus on other areas that we generally don't have time to? Have we chosen limudim that lend themselves better to this situation? Can we adjust our classes, class schedules better? Have we focused on the development of the individual and their psychological well-being over this time? Have we thought about how we can use lessons to help contextualize everything that's going on around our students? Have we used the situation to help teach topics that we love to pontificate about, such as Amunah, Bitachon, Tefillah, Chesed, Tzedakah? Have we encouraged students to explore new hobbies or talents, or have we only talked about the perils of technology? Have we given them even time to explore anything new? Yes. Children having structure is critical, but them being overwhelmed and having disjointed structure and being overwhelmed by the amount of work and the stress that they need to complete it is not helpful to anyone. Have we given them meaningful and educational projects to complete, or just busy work that they must drudge through? Can we do more to make this a positive and growth-oriented experience? Have we truly partnered with the parents in all of this, or have we merely tasked them with what they need to be doing and how they need to be doing it better? As parents, we must manage ourselves, our stresses, our responses to the academic expectations and beyond. In stressful times, our fuses are shorter, our tolerance is lower, and we cannot have our children suffering more than they already are as a result. We obviously must encourage our children to do what they can academically, but we cannot place inappropriate demands on them. If they cannot do every session, activity, or worksheet, that's okay. Students not paying attention on the call-ins or Zoom is going to happen. And that happens in school as well. And that is just the way it's going to be. And we have to accept that reality and not create greater issues than we already have. We want to create a positive home environment for our children during this most difficult of times. We must model for them. We must show them how we manage in difficult times. We must show them that they are our first priority and we are there for them. We are often unaware of how profoundly everything that has been going on around them affects them. We must check in with them regularly. We must openly discuss things with them. Yes, their behaviors may have become more difficult and extreme during this time, and that's entirely understandable, and we have to respond appropriately. We have to have greater tolerance and allowances for things. And if we keep our focus on our children and manage our expectations, we can emerge from this as healthy as possible. And all parties involved must be honest with themselves and everybody else and admit we were unprepared because we couldn't be prepared. And we can only do our best. And we can only expect from you that you try your best.